This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Center for Conscious Kids, our Conscious Living podcast series. We are so excited to be here today. I just have to share with you, I have a special, amazing guest from Iceland, halfway across the world, kind of from San Diego, California, where we're here live in the podcasting studio at Specialty Produce Network. And it's amazing. She is an elemental infusionist. She's going to talk to us about connecting with the elements. Welcome, Ash. We're so excited you're here today.
Thank you. Thank you. So happy to be here.
We are so happy you're here too. Would you share with us saying your whole name? It's very intriguing and very amazing, and clearly, is it Icelandic?
Yes, it's very Icelandic. It has its root in Nordic mythology.
Wow.
Quite long and strong and a special name, and it's pronounced in Icelandic, Áshildur Hlín Valtísdóttir. There you go.
So beautiful. So beautiful. And all of us Americans and English-speaking people call you Ash. And it's so exciting because that's my short name as well. And so it's exciting to share namesakes together. And, you know, you were so inspiring when we met together in France, and you shared how you're an elemental infusionist. Would you share with everyone what that means?
Yes. Oh, what a great question. To me, it means to be a person who is incorporating the elements of nature every day in her life, in my life, somehow. It's to listen to the elements of nature. It is to be inspired by them and to witness the same things within your heart, right?
So true. And so that means is when you play many instruments, and primarily you play the gong. Would you share with everyone what the gong means? Because over here in America, we had a thing in the 70s called the Gong Show, but it's not quite the same.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that. Oh, I must check it out.
It's kind of funny. But in your case, what is an instrument called the gong? What does that mean?
Yeah. What does it mean? That's a great question, actually. We have one here in the background, and I have another one here next to me as well. So the gong came into my life. Can I share a little bit about, my connection with the gong?
Yes, please. We'd love to hear it.
It came into my life not so many years ago, actually. And the gong is bringing together, like infusing so many things in my life. I played the piano for many years. I studied reflexology. I am, a coach. I work with people, positive psychology graduate, and et cetera. And the gong is kind of bringing together my own elements, this huge metal disc that is just staring at me with, you know, no notes to play, just quite plain and simple, but yet it's so complex and it reaches really, you know, the depth of me and the depth of people who experience the vibration of the gong. So I play the gong like the body, like in reflexology, but also the body and soul. And it's just a very wise instrument, and it's not an instrument just for the ears to listen to. It is affecting your whole system, and it's bringing your system to alignment. It wants to fine-tune us, the gong.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that.
And like fine-tune us on a cellular level, right? I mean, it... Yeah, it affects our whole physical body, our brain, our nervous system, our muscles, our blood vessels, our heart, our organs.
Yeah, and our feelings, our emotions. You know, I'm all about that in my work. It brings forth your truth, and it can be challenging at times, for sure. But it's a healing instrument. It's a healing tool and very powerful one, and that I really, really like.
I know. And so for all of us who may not be able to see it, who may be hearing this podcast on audio,
yeah,
what this gong is it's a round disc that's melded different elements, metal elements. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, so it's I actually have one here that is made from titanium. Wow. I kind of want to like show it now. It's I have one made of titanium, but the other ones are mainly used a melded combination of copper and all kinds of other metals. So they're not only they're made from different metals, but the common one is like this one that I have here in the background. And it's 32-inch, this one that I have, quite big, quite powerful. And the other one is more lightweight, like the titanium is the strong but very lightweight metal. And it gives a completely different sound.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then those are the manufacturers of them, the ones who make it and combine the metals, then pound, right, or mold the gong shape itself that creates certain levels of frequencies as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. They are all tuned. They're finely tuned into specific frequencies. Like the one I have in the background here, the traditional one made from Pasty in Germany. They make all the acoustic cymbals and drum sets and all that. It's called a universal gong, so it reaches a quite the spectrum of frequency. While the other one I have is custom made titanium gong made by Martin Bläser in Germany as well, and it's hand hammered about 40,000 times.
Wow.
I think it takes days to make it. It's crazy, actually.
How many days?
I think it's yet 5 days, or I mean, wow. at least it took days to make it, and they tune it so the sound is just absolutely perfect the way they want it to sound.
Wow. And then,
yeah,
and then this gong is suspended by a holder so that it can freely float in the air as you are utilizing your instruments, which are what would you call the instrument that you use to connect your hand to the gong?
The mallet.
Perfect. And so in that mallet, so the gong is freestanding in the air so that the mallet, when it touches it and utilizes it and starts to generate the frequencies of the sound and
yeah,
the acoustics, it's free floating.
Yes.
I see. Beautiful.
And there's another thing called a flume that I use as well. Just for curiosity's sake, it's called a flume. It's a smaller one, if you can see it.
Yeah.
I will demonstrate and show you later. how they sound differently.
Oh, beautiful. And then, so when you're combining the elementals, the elements of the earth, what does that mean? What kind of elements are you talking about where you're supporting, helping people who listen to the gong playing that you bring in and you facilitate through your energy patterns and then bringing live those frequencies through the gong? You're connecting the listener to different elementals. What kind of elementals are we talking about?
Yes. It's very exciting for me to talk about this coming from Iceland since, how to say this? You know, today we had the first day of snow here in the south of Iceland.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful day. The sun is setting now. It's almost 5:30. Beautiful, beautiful clouds outside now. They are, oh my goodness, they're actually extra beautiful. I'm watching them. They are orange, red, moving across. The wind is blowing quite hard. The elements in Iceland are very strong and very vivid, and they cannot be avoided, and we don't want to avoid them. You know, in Iceland, it's like before we talk about how we feel or how the day was or politics or whatever, we would start with saying something about the weather. How is the weather today? So we are really in tune with the elements here. I think we are everywhere, but it still differs. The nature here is so, it's just so strong. You cannot avoid it. It will be windy, or, you know, we have volcanoes and we have the biggest glacier in the whole of Europe. Lots of water energy, abundance of water, waterfalls, and few people in a relatively large country. So Mother Nature is very, very strong and very visible here, you would say.
That's really beautiful. So you mean the elements of like the clouds and the wind and the sun, even the blades of grass, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I was thinking about this and myself as well. It's, of course, the best way to connect with nature and the elements is to go out there, right? To just go out and sit in the grass and enjoy the sun, or, you know, make a snow angel in the snow, whatever it is. But to me, it's also having the elements of nature in my house as well. It is lighting a candle. It's having plants in my house. It's watching things that are alive, like the flame or the plant that is growing. And I allow nature to inspire me, and I infuse it in my life as well. Do you know what I'm saying here?
Absolutely. And I think this is that bridge, right? This is that bridge to understanding that plants and animals are alive, but also the clouds are alive. And the sun is alive, and the earth is alive, and the wind is alive. And there's actually conscious attributes to how these elements in our world interact with us and each other.
Yeah, and they keep changing. I mean, the elements are never stagnant, you know. They will not stop in one place and just stay there, like we tend to do. We tend to sometimes get stuck in feelings, in places, in some place, and we need to keep moving because nature never stops. It keeps moving. It's ever changing, ever flowing. And I think the gong is really effective there, because the gong wants to move energy where it's still stagnant and doesn't want to move, whether it's whatever it is. So the gong is here to help us move and change, because we, in the core of ourselves, we fear change, right? Because it's stepping into the unknown, and that's just usually scary for us. And the gong does not think so. It's here to help us.
Right. So it's here to connect us with the infusion of an intention of connecting with Mother Nature, with nature outside, with all of the elements that comprise our environmental world and really interact with us in a very living and moving way.
Yes. It might bring you, you know, because it's not our, I think it's not our job here to be always this, you know, quiet river running through or always this erupting volcano. We need to sometimes be the river flowing. We sometimes need to let that volcano erupt. And to my experience, the gong will bring you to that place that wants to be addressed within you. What is it that wants to come forth? Do you need to slow down? Do you need to face something and open up to something that has been closed for a long time? The gong doesn't ask. It will just bring you to that place and have you experience it. So you need a little bravery, but also
but some excitement, right?
It will bring you good.
Yeah.
Bring some exactly.
It is exciting. Would you share with us, and I want to share with everyone listening to this podcast that we support you in not driving a vehicle, right, or operating machinery, to take a moment during this podcast. If you are driving, to pause the podcast until you're ready to receive in a very quiet, maybe meditative place where your body can take a few moments to relax. Because I'm supporting Ash in sharing with us the experience for just a few moments of what the gong is capable of to support us in connecting with the elements of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So I'm going to play a little bit for you. So
thank you.
Yes, I invite those who are driving to not close their eyes. But the other ones, it's nice to close your eyes and just take a deep breath. And just be open and receptive and allow you to feel what wants to be felt. All right. Thank you.
Wow. That was amazing.
Did the sound come through a little bit?
The sound came through.
All right.
I think our technology sometimes is more challenged with the frequencies. I inspire our world to create the technologies where they can really bring it all in. But you really gave a beautiful presentation. I had an amazing experience, and I invite everyone to take a moment to reflect on the experience you had when hearing the gong being played, in the idea or the context of how do you connect with nature and your environments and in your places and spaces in the world that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
I know here in San Diego, it's always sunny. It's hardly ever cloudy. I think it only rains a few days a year. And it's pretty fascinating to experience the multitudes of sunny days and how they are different in the different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And what the weather tells us and shares with us how to grow our gardens and how to interact and when plants want more water or less water or more sunlight and how we can be really these stewards to our environment and the world we live in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can so relate to this. Can I share with you one thing?
Please.
Because, living in a country like, I mean, it's called Iceland. It doesn't sound very warm and sunny, does it?
No.
Not really. But, it has its raw beauty. Having almost 24 hours of daylight in the summertime and then close to 3-4 hours in the mid-December, a lot of extremities. But I lived in Australia once, in Brisbane, and there I experienced this strange feeling of pulling the curtains every day, and it is blue sky, blue sky, blue sky, blue sky, day after day after day, always sunny. And the effect that had on me, amongst other things, is that I quit wearing black clothes. This is dark blue, actually, that I'm wearing now. It's not black. I simply could not wear black when it was always sunny. It just didn't fit in my head for some reason. And, that's one effect that it has had on me.
It sure does, and it's so amazing to experience your work, because when I connect with the elementals, what I see, for example, in Center for Conscious Kids, as I see kids and adults and everyone who feels called in their inner nature to be stewards and resources for the planet, like, wow, what an amazing way to connect with their inner guidance. Really experience what the elements, what the nature, what it is it's telling us and sharing with us, and how we can improve and be the stewards we really want to be for our planet, our spaceship we call Earth.
Yes, the spaceship Earth. But you're so right there, because the gong is really helpful in connecting to that inner guidance, because we so often listen to our heads, right? They're quite dominant in today's lives. And listening to other parts, your heart, your gut, your body, is sometimes overwritten, or how do you say it, with your brain. But the gong is designed to, not shut off your brain, but to tell the brain to take a break for a few minutes, and it kind of gently pushes the brain aside just to have a, cup of tea, relax, and allow different parts of your system to be heard, to access that inner guidance. And I cannot explain it any other way, but that is kind of what the gong does.
It really is. It's really beautiful, and it really does help us, connect with those different parts of our body, that helps us connect with our world around us and each other, and to really share in this environment to connect with each other. And to really know you as an elemental infusionist is just such a beautiful presence to the world that you give. And
thank you.
I'm so honored and appreciative to know you and to share you with the world. And really, we're going to place in the comments section about how to reach Ash if you'd like to hear more of her gonging and more of her presentations and how she works with people and children to connect to nature and the elements and their inner guidance. Thank you so much, Ash, for joining us today. We so appreciate your presence, and please keep gonging away and sharing with everyone how we can connect to Mother Nature.
I will. Thank you so much for having me. This was a joy and a pleasure. And now it's getting, the clouds have gone away. Now it's getting darker. This is a good timing to, the winter's a time to slow down a little bit and go a little bit more within, right? At least it is for us here in the Northern Hemisphere.
We sure are. Well, thank you for joining us today. And everyone have a beautiful day connecting with nature. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. We are so grateful for you tuning in and experiencing the innovations and opportunities we all can incorporate into our daily lives. Connect with us at centerforconsciouskids.com to sign up for the latest news that showcases these revolutionary services and products. Our global website provides families with an online conduit for enrichment and transformation in all our lives. Please share with other kids and families who would enjoy these advancements in living consciously. I'm Ashley Lee, and I thank you so much for joining us.